Nikki is living that single life, and Brie is dealing with some ring rust and trying to prepare the whole family for wrestling after. All that and more on Total Bellas After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, y'all? Total Bellas, episode 4, season 4. My name is TK Trinidad. It's just two of us in the house today because, you know, the other two are lazy. Just joking. Monique is in New York doing some business, and Leslie is kind of under the weather. So, you know, hopefully she gets better. She'll be here next week. However, have our amazing host. She also hosts A Million Little Things for AfterBuzz TV on Thursday, so make sure to check that out if you haven't. We have Tay Alexandria.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Tay Alexandria here. Hi. No, it's the second week here. But
second week.
Glad to
She's
be here.
She's back, guys. She's
I am back. I'm
back.
Here and ready.
How did you like the show overall?
I love this one, only because I love the episodes, especially when Brie and Nikki kind of play the devil and angel. Like,
yep.
Brie is like the angel, like, no, you shouldn't do this.
Right.
Like, all this stuff. And Nikki's like, I'm gonna do this. This is my life. I'm single. Da 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 da. I feel it though. However, it's good to have little Angel. So, like, we saw a lot of that in this episode. What'd you think?
I definitely agree. I feel like we're seeing more personality. Like when John was involved, it wasn't as such. But they were also dealing with other things. Like Nikki had her neck injury, and all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Brie was pregnant in one of the seasons. So, you know, they're dealing with a whole bunch of different stuff, and they're on two different lives. Like,
right,
Brie's mom, she wants to be a mother to a second child, so they're working on that. She
right.
is a mom right now. She's married. And Nikki's the total opposite.
Complete opposite.
Single,
no kids.
So let's get into it. Single, no kids. So it starts off with her having lunch with Artem. Do you think this is a thing, or do you think it was not necessarily set up, or do you think Nikki just needed a friend, or what was your thoughts?
So I remember the last episode, the last show, I said he was the rebound.
Uh-huh.
And I still kind of think that.
Like a rebound relationship or a rebound?
Rebound relationship, like the first person, he seems like she's comfortable with him,
right,
type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also get what Brie was talking about, like it can kind of damage the brand and how she's like, you know, listening to everybody on social media, and it could be like, but I'm also with Nikki on that. But with the Artem situation, I mean, she's single.
Mm-hmm.
She can do what she wants. The backlash of the comments and stuff, like I get, like I said, Brie was talking about, but I mean, hey.
Well, I think either way, you're going to get backlash anyway. Like, when you're at a certain point,
mm-hmm.
whether they're sending good stuff or bad stuff, there's always somebody who's going to have a problem. Like, you know, it's like, oh, well, she looks great except for those shoes, and they're going to go off on her shoes. You know what I'm saying? There's always
right.
something. So, I mean, for her to stay true to herself. I don't necessarily think it's a rebound. I agree it's something comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he was something familiar.
Right.
And even if it's just like hanging out and relaxing and just breathing with somebody who's not your sister, you know, who understands, who was there before and all this other stuff. I definitely think that's where it is. I don't necessarily think it's a relationship. Because the reason I don't think that is because he conveniently, this is what I want to go to, the whole thing with Nikki having her mom and her having dance lessons with Artem.
Okay.
And how it felt like he conveniently made sure, like, she was taken care of, but he's going to go and do this work thing. Or do
True.
You think it was just a work thing and it just
I
happened?
Honestly think it's a work thing. Okay. I'm not going to put that much shade onto Artem and
it's
all
not
that
shade.
Stuff.
It's more of like, okay, I'm on the show. He knew it was being filmed when they were having
yeah,
lunch.
Yeah, I guess you were saying, yeah.
Yeah. So it's more of like, okay, like, we can do this, but I don't want to do this for this.
So do you not like that Nikki did the whole mom thing and surprise dance thing with Artem? Maybe you think it should be with somebody, anybody else?
I don't mind it. I think Brie went a little bit too hard in the paint for it. I don't mind it, but I appreciate that he wasn't there. I didn't mind that it didn't happen.
Well, who else would Nikki? I'm sure she's like well connected, but who else will?
Well,
Nikki
that's what I'm
call?
Saying. Like, you know, when you have something planned in your mind, it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I want this to happen this way.
Yeah,
and then it doesn't happen that way, but the other way that it happens is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mind the other way how the situation played itself out
when
versus,
he wasn't there.
Right. So I don't think she should have asked anybody else because that's somebody she's comfortable with, all this other stuff. But on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
her dance with somebody else, she realized that, oh, it's not necessarily, like, yes, it's the connection, but
mm-hmm.
if the person knows what they're doing, then you should feel that dancing connection anyway.
So who was the other guy? It was just somebody on the same...
I think they were just... he was
one of the pros?
One of his friends.
Oh, okay.
Because I think for Total Divas, mm-hmm. they had... She brought two girls that weren't... One was on the show, one wasn't on the show or something like that. So it's just like they're... You know, it's just like how people are, you know, 6 degrees or 2 degrees of separation. So he suggested two friends to help them dance.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you're totally not for Artem, or you just think he's a rebound and that's about it?
I think he is temporary.
Okay. All right.
To be continued.
To be continued.
We'll see.
Yeah, I have a feeling we might not see him on after this.
I say one more episode. And then we're done. Then she'll move on to the next one.
Okay. Well, continue on with Nikki. She mm-hmm. decided that her and Bree are making a comeback. So she just decided that instead of training with Bree and Brian, which she has done in the past, she's going to train with Rhonda. So how did you like that situation? Like, it's pretty well known. Rhonda has a ranch, lots of farm animals, all that stuff. She had the ring, which surprised
me.
Yeah.
Was that regulation size ring too?
Yeah.
She would. That makes sense.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Right.
Yeah.
If you got it, hey, put it in your backyard with the goats.
So what did you think of all that?
I was going to say that during if we did the shadiest moment thing. Uh-oh. But, yeah, I thought it was okay. Kind of shady for her. Okay, they're the Bella twins, right? So it would be different if they're sisters, however they go about WWE when they fight separately. Mm-hmm. But they're the Bella twins. So I feel like if they train a certain way, then Brie, both of them should be there at the same time. Or... That especially with somebody like Ronda Rousey, that's an opportunity. So I know Brie was saying, you know, I'm a mom, I can't just go to LA. I get that completely, right. But they could have, she could have scheduled a time for both of them can go or they can meet.
Well, it didn't seem like she wanted to, if she wanted to go, she would have made it happen.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see the shady part? You don't think that's shady of Nikki to do
no,
that?
No, because and, it seemed like Brie was, because when Brie said, hey, I think Brian's going to be offended, I don't think Brie even thought of training with Rhonda. So, because my thing is,
yeah, true.
You always want to be like, for instance, there's a lot of people who they started maybe a generation behind and are not as social media savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of learning the social media and, you know, getting with the program mm-hmm. in order to maintain your job or whatever, take your corporation to another level, you stick to a certain spot, then you're going to lose out.
Right.
So, training with Ronda Rousey is an incredible opportunity. You're going to learn things that you probably didn't know before, and you add that to your roster to make you more
true,
more appetizing. Or you know, she has that. She has that on there. So I think it's a good choice. And if Brie wanted to go, Brie should have went. It's
but not Nikki like she didn't tell her though, right? Until after the fact, like oh,
I
by
think
the
she
way.
Had mentioned she had mentioned it to her. But if you want it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not like they're sisters. So I feel like it's like if we were family and you said, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, too. I'm coming with you.
But do you think that if Brie were to have trained with Ronda Rousey in those, like, couple hours, however long she was
would
there.
Would she have not made that mistake?
Would she have not made that mistake?
Oh, no, she would have made the mistake. Because the thing is, it's another thing, too, is say, for instance, you host. It's reps, mm-hmm. right? Say you take 6 months off.
Yep. You get a little rusty.
Right.
Right.
Same thing.
Okay. When did Brie train, though? Did she train at all? I mean, of course she trained.
She trained
but...
with Brian, and I know they were, like, working out leading up to it. But, you know, and this is probably, I think this is the, well, is it the first time? It's the first time.
In, like, 3 years, right? That
yeah.
They did it together?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, she obviously took some time off for her child and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. you assume that you can... get back into it, but you won't really know until you try. And I think after she did that, I think it was the suicide dive. After she did the suicide dive, mm-hmm. Johnny came up after and was like, oh, you guys didn't practice that. Because she just assumed that, you know,
she can get into it.
I've done it before, I could do it again. But mm-hmm.
So you don't think it's shady, just to be clear?
No.
As a sister, like, we're in this business type of together. We have a whole brand of Bella Twins. We should also train together type of thing.
I agree that they should train together, but I also think that you should train. It's like a sports.
That's
basketball,
true.
Football. They train together. Mm-hmm. Some of them train together. And then off season, they go and train somewhere else. And they might pick the same person to train them every year. Or they might have somebody new because they heard this one is great at speed or this one's great at whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You train to get better because at the end of the day, you die alone.
That's very true.
So, you know,
if all else fails, that was a good point.
Right. So, it, you know what, then, like, I get it. You know, being a mom and trying to, you know, work and have businesses and all, it's not an easy thing.
It's, yeah, no.
So, but you make choices, you make the choices and you deal with them. So,
yep.
It is what it is.
Stand alone.
So now, do you think at all, because I know some people are in the chat, they still think John is in the picture. Do you think John is in the picture whatsoever?
No. I think that's gone.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, okay. Are you thinking as far as like Nikki having feelings for him and John having feelings for Nikki type of thing? Or is just like they're just keeping distance and just not talking about it? Feelings will go over time.
Like it's one of those things where she figured like, oh, she just can't do this because of the rules and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's kind of making it very small, but all this other stuff. And maybe after that, he's going to really realize as well that, you know, maybe he shouldn't be as rigid and they might come together like a middle ground.
Do you think they're going to get back together?
I mean, you never know.
I like them together, but it's the way that Nikki in this show has been feeling, how she's so free, how she feels like she was on a leash,
well,
and how she can do
editing.
this. Well, yeah, you're right. I was trying to go. You're
maybe
right.
Not, but
okay.
Know.
Or based off the interviews, how she was saying, just outside third party interviews, I was just saying like it just seems like she's so free now. Maybe it was for the best.
Well, yes, I agree. It's like you're seeing the different side of it, and then if John comes in, it's like, well, let's be friends, and they come more of a middle versus we're doing all of his rules,
yeah,
then that's a possibility.
And of course they see each other on TV all the time. I mean, he just did Bumblebee, he's doing a whole bunch of other movies, she has this. I mean, of course
would you go and see like, the work? That's kind of tough. I don't know.
What if John Cena turned into, like, you know, he had Kevin Hart's and, like, everything? Like, so that does that mean Nikki has to, like, literally not go see any of those movies because John is in it? Because I feel like he's slowly turning into, like, The Rock in everything.
Well, let's...
Okay, never mind. This is
all the way over there. But I agree. He's definitely doing a lot more movies. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she would... I don't think she would have
some,
a problem.
He's done some good stuff.
I don't think she would have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You never know.
That's true.
What did you think of Nikki and her mom's dance performance?
That was cute.
That was shady.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't meant to be shady. It's so funny. It wasn't meant to be shade. I was just saying, you know, it was cute. I mean, she was a little stiff. But, of course, I mean, she's not a professional.
Right.
But I liked it.
Yeah, I actually thought Nikki was going to be stiff when she first started Dancing with the Stars. And she actually surprised. She just looked... You know, some people, like, look like, okay, you probably, like, do the 1-2 step, like, I get it, and then...
You have a little rhythm.
Yeah, and then some people look like, oh, okay, like if you go to... I go to the gym, there's G-Train Fitness, and we have dancers in there, and you can clearly pick out the ones who are dancers because they're dancing while we're working out.
Right.
Like, that's just their thing. So I didn't peg Nikki for that. But, you know, Kathy obviously had, you know, faith in herself because she's been talking about it, so she got her wish. So, and then Johnny's face was
so funny. Oh my gosh. How would you feel if it was a surprise and your husband is like out there, hypothetical husband is like out there like dancing and you had no idea this was happening?
It depends. I guess I would be, if he looks happy, then I'd be happy for him.
Right.
But if it looked kind of like suspect, like, who's this trick? Like, it'd be like, it just kind of depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you think that's how Johnny was looking at it?
I don't think so.
Like,
no, I think he was, like, super surprised because he also travels a lot, too. So maybe he just didn't know that she was about this dancing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, she did the dancing thing. Then she wanted to be, I think it was a sportscaster or weather person.
I think it was a weather person.
Yeah. So she wanted to try that. Mm-hmm. So because she had kids when she was young. So it's just like... Okay, you want to dance? Cool. You know.
I mean, I would support it if my husband was out there. I'd just be like, "That's not the first thing I would think about. Like, who is this girl?"
Oh no, that's not the first thing. But it'd be like, "Oh, this is a pleasant surprise." And then I'd look at the dance, and then I'm like, "All right."
Yeah, I guess it depends on the chemistry of the dance, like how close.
Yeah, like, it's like how close is
this? This is not the first time you have a dance.
Yeah,
I get it.
So it's definitely a great performance, and kudos to her that she has one. The ability to try these things. Both her daughters are in great positions to, you know, make calls, to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can live out dreams. Like, you know, with weather casting and all this other stuff, doing it on a daily grind is not as glamorous as it seems. So you get to do it once. You have it on tape. It's on a reality show.
Right.
Like, you can literally checkmark all the things that you've wanted to do.
And that was nice for Nikki to do, too.
Yeah.
Like, how many times did they flashbacks. Like, how many times did she say, like, oh, I would love to dance with the stars aside. So it's nice to make dreams come true, especially if you're in that, you know, position.
Yes. And also making dreams come true, or trying to, Brie is trying to force Brian into thinking about after wrestling, which is a good thing, because it's just like any other sport. You're not going to be doing that for a long time. Like, you know, fortunately he was able to come back in after his injury, but that, as they showed in the flashback, like, he was distraught,
right?
So it almost is better to prepare for the end of the career.
Here's the thing.
Or at least have some passive income coming in.
True. I agree. Especially in the entertainment industry. Like, everything is so shaky, rocky.
Right.
You know, like, he retired once already because of his injury. Now he's back. It could happen again.
Right.
Here's the thing about Brie. I think she did too much. Like, you have to remember who you married. In that moment, I felt like she was being a Nikki. Because she was being the one. Do you see what I'm talking about? What I mean by that? I think she was just, like, pushing him. If it was John, he would completely get it. You know, like Nikki and John. However, Brie and Brian is like the laid back, like how the guy said, like man of the woods type of thing. He's not big on branding, like, oh, I'm gonna sell. He doesn't understand the social media stuff. You get it. It takes a certain type of person, which is like apparent, unfortunately, most of the world right now.
It's so tedious.
So I know it's it's stuff, even though we're not celebrities, it's stuff we have to think about, too, as far as branding.
Yeah, it's very cumbersome.
Because Brie even made a point, and that's real life. She said, like, you know, the first thing that brand partnerships look at is, like, you know, how many followers you have. That's a real thing. That is currency now.
Right.
So it is good, like you said, that Brie is trying to not push him, which I don't want her to do, but kind of, like, give him, like, insight of this. Now rather than later, when it's like, okay, my career's over and stuff,
and
like, what
am I
gonna do? And you have nothing. But I think it's she did a little bit too much with it, though.
Yeah, because I wonder if he seems like he has like a passion for coaching, so he might want to open up a gym, like a wrestling school or something. Or I do like, what did you think of Brian's hose?
First of all, my mind went the wrong way with that. I was thinking hose,
which
like
is good.
Water hose, Brian's hose. I mean, like, it's spelled HOES too.
No, you're
bad branding.
You don't think so?
That would have been, it's funny, good marketing branding, but it's also like, it's not Brian at all. You see what I mean?
I don't know, because I feel like if you see, it's you see his image with the title and him like in just the way he looks, and it says Brian's Hose, I think it's a really great play on words, because his image doesn't match up to what you think.
Yeah,
and it's in a gardening place, and you know what I'm saying? It's not like in the middle of Target or, you know, on Skid Row or something like that. So I think it's like a cute play on it, and then you would want to get something like that, because now you could take that cute play to your house and it's like, yeah, I got Brian's hose, like, they're coming.
You're right, because I'm over here laughing at it over here too, Loki.
Yeah, so I think it's good. I don't know. Do you think he's gonna go with it?
No. And not at all. I think, honestly. I mean, it would be a funny thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind actually seeing it. Now that I think about it, I wouldn't mind actually seeing it. But I think when the time comes and it's getting closer for his actual retirement, like final retirement, I think over time he'll figure it out, what he wants to do, when he actually has to think about it.
I don't know.
I don't think Brie should understand, tell him, like, the context and, like, understand it. But, like, to force an idea, it's not, I feel like it's not going to be as successful as when you, like, think about it over time.
Yeah, but some people avoid thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like,
that could be, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, well, you know, university is about to be over, and I'll just deal with it when I graduate. And then you graduate and you don't have a job. Like, some people are not that, they like to live so much in the moment that then, you know, now you see yourself in the present, and you didn't plan for that present, and now you're like, oh. And fortunately, he's married into a family where both Brie and Nikki are very business savvy, business mind. They have several businesses while they're wrestling. They use the branding, et cetera, et cetera. So he's kind of in a really great position where he doesn't necessarily think about that, but, you know, it is something, because, again, we saw him distraught when he couldn't do anything.
Very depressed.
So it's something that you might want to prepare for, whether it's like, okay, well, this is what I want to do. I want to either, like, you know, live in this state and grow this, and I'm content doing that, opposed to...
Didn't he say that, too? I think at one point he said he'd rather be like any like not in California. He'll be like somewhere in. Like,
oh, they definitely won't be in California.
Yeah, like Nebraska or somewhere.
Yeah, I think they're like definitely into Seattle and stuff like that. Yeah. But like, what is he gonna do there?
Yeah.
Is your ideal like, okay, I just want a nice small little house and I want to tend to the garden and take care of my kids. Then that's a plan in itself. But if you don't have a plan at all, and then it happens, and there's no guarantee. He has a 3-year contract, but. He had a contract before, and then he got injured.
And then he got injured, right.
So there's no promises.
And those 3 years go by quick.
Yeah, so there's no promises to that. So, you know, I definitely think he should be thinking of something. And maybe he does have something in mind that he doesn't want to tell Bree.
Probably doesn't want to say it yet. Let Bree do his thing. I love when he said, like, I feel like you're turning into everything I hate. You're turning me into everything I hate. Yeah, what did you think about that?
The branding thing is interesting.
Like, that's not him.
I think...
Nothing about glitz and glam and Instagram posting like Bree tried to get him to do when they were just sitting there and like as him at all.
That's definitely not him, but he can definitely partner himself with a brand like, you know, the Brian's Hose or something that's to his liking that he doesn't have to do Instagram posts for, because his name is big enough that you don't necessarily have to do all that work behind it. That's the fortunate thing about having the numbers and then having the popularity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and having dedicated fans that you relate to. So if he's a vegan and he likes to do this and he likes to do that, then he could support, you know, a vegan brand. Mm-hmm. And that's not, you know, like trying to tell, this is literally you saying, this is the brand that I use.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do all the extra stuff.
He also said he didn't like just selling any type of, like, product to people, too. I don't know. He needs to get over that part. Like, he doesn't have to sell, like, a product, like, you know, do a whole jewelry line that has nothing to do with him. But, like you said, like, something regarding him, like, farming, I don't know, man of the woods type stuff. Yeah. He should, too. He just needs to change that small mindset around. Mm. And he can have, like, a brand manager do the rest. I mean...
He wasn't about that life, so
he's not.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So we get to we actually talked about everything with Nikki and Bree as far as their performances, and then actually they ended up winning at the end.
They did.
So do you think Bree is gonna get over this whole ring rust issue? Yes. Or do you think it's going to, like, kind of play into her mind?
It might play into her mind because she did mention before in, like, previous episodes. I don't remember which episode it was. Like, you know, you have all these young girls coming in and they're stronger and they've been active and then, like, they're hungry and thirsty and she's been out for a sec. So I think that right there and the fact that she did get injured her first, like, Bella twin time back, it might get into her a little bit. But in a positive light, it'll make her work harder.
And do you think she's going to train Rhonda?
If she can, like, somebody can babysit Birdie B. Birdie,
their
maybe.
Mom is there. That's true. When Nikki went to go and see Rhonda, Johnny and Kathy were there.
Yeah, I don't
and
know
Kathy
why.
Wasn't in the ring.
That's why I said it was shady. But anyway, we're not talking about that. Yeah, I think she should. I'll just say that. I don't know if it's going to happen. I think she should, though. Yeah. I mean, for one, if it, anything could be just experience. Like, I train with Rhonda.
Yeah. She's been
out
of the ring for a while, so I wonder, like, there's going to be, like, a preparation, like, announcement, a baby announcement soon.
Yeah, because they have been talking about it. But wasn't she debating, like, okay, let's hold off because she wants to, like,
Right, she was debating that, let's hold off, but that was back in, help me out, chat, that was back in the summer. Late summer, and their comeback was Women's Evolution and the thing with Rhonda, and then we haven't necessarily seen them since late, later in the year. So it was like the last time that we saw them. So, you know, they've been kind of doing their own thing. And we also saw them on recently. That Walk in Red thing, the fashion thing that happened.
Oh, the Macy's? Yeah.
They did that, so... Well, I mean, you could still have a baby bump and not show a baby bump.
They can. But so. How long? If she's active, you know, fighting. And I mean, not fighting.
Well, she's not. She hasn't been in the ring since.
Since this right here?
Yes, because this.
Oopsie.
The stuff that is shown was aired, I think Women's Evolution guys was in October. So the stuff was shown, the stuff that we saw was shown in September. October.
I knew it wasn't like this year. I didn't know it was that far back though.
I think we haven't seen them since Women's Evolution, and they might have done, they might have done another pay-per-view after that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, that's the thing.
Gabby McCoy said, what was the point of that mixed tag match at Hell in a Cell?
I don't know. I wonder, too, though, if they're going to, because they do have tag team championships, so I wonder if they're going to make a comeback for that.
I think they should.
That would be interesting.
You think that's going to be the last of them for a while? Because I don't think so.
Well, they probably have legacy contracts, which is really good, so they don't necessarily have to be in the ring, and they're getting checks, and they're, you know, showing up certain spots. They're representing WWE, so if you don't...
They're really popular.
Yeah, so if you don't want to... I mean, yeah, I can understand why you want to be in the ring, but it seems like it's changing so much, and then they just added more people to the roster. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a... I don't know.
So do you think now would be the time, Brie, to have number two, baby number two?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because the thing is...
What if she is now?
There's never a time.
Yeah.
There's never a right time to have a kid until you can't have kids and then you want kids.
Yeah.
So there's never a right time to have a kid. Like, even the ones who... Like, I have friends, they had kids, you know, when we were in high school. And now their kids are all grown and they're out. And now they're living their life. And you know what I'm saying? So it just depends on... You know, the timing of all, but I don't think there's ever a perfect time. Kids really could care less about your schedule.
At all.
No matter how old you are, so.
I was just thinking, because, you know, it's different when you're an athlete, because, like, you are pregnant and everything, and you have to hurry up and snap back so you can work again when you're an athlete.
It's easier to snap back when you're an
athlete. That is very true. Also true.
Yeah. Because, you know, well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out.
She could be pregnant now, guys.
Yeah.
We don't know.
You never know. So that leads us to the shadiest moments.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what do you think? What was your shadiest moment?
Well, I said mine earlier. It was like when Nikki told Brie that she trained Ronda. I still, even though we talked about it, I think that I know they're sisters. And because they're sisters, I feel like that should be in the daily conversation that they have.
Right.
You know, oh, by the way, I'm training with Ronda type of thing.
I think they had that conversation. Or maybe she did decide she was gonna go to LA, and Brie wouldn't be able to go there. I think the shadiest is just how there's two. I have two.
Okay.
One where Brie was essentially like scolding Nikki for, you know, going out with Artem, and then also having him teach her dancing stuff. Like, that was just unnecessary. Because at the end of the day, it's already there. It's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
She was looking at the branding side of it, though. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't think it would hurt the branding.
That's what I was saying. I didn't think so either. That's why I was saying she was doing too much.
It's not like there is... I don't think there's a lot that Nikki can do to hurt the brand. Like, if, for instance, and hopefully this doesn't happen, like, nudes pop out, okay, she looks hot.
Right.
You know, okay, is she... there was something with Artem and her prior to while she was having a relationship with John, that word already came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's obviously not a thing. So it's like, it's publicly that she separated John, she can go and do whatever. Mm-hmm. And if it's a friendship and you can't handle the fact that men and women can be friends, then that's your problem, not hers.
Very true.
So.
What was the other? You said you had two.
I was just saying who was saying really, Marsha, really to what. My other one is, I just lost it. So Brie talking to Nikki about how Brian would be upset. That was kind of like guilt shade. Like,
wait, Nikki talking about how Brian.
Brie was telling Nikki about how Brian would be upset that she's going to train with Ronda versus him because this is what we were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's like guilt shade. Like, Why are you adding your husband into the mix? Because like, Brian doesn't seem like the type that... Brian seems like the type, like, if it bothers him, he'll either physically, you'll see it on his face, or he'll let you know.
Oh, he'll say something.
Right, so...
He's like, different from all from both of them, but he'll definitely, like, let you know.
Yeah, so I feel like that was shady. And then the good part is, like, she actually talked to... Or Brie talked to Brian about him. Brian's like... Yeah, not an issue.
Joseph Boza said, my shady moment is Nikki is happy she got the WWE Women's Championship match versus Ronda. What does he mean by that?
She did get the championship match.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't know how that's shady. You have to explain a little bit more.
Explain, Joseph Boba. Maybe I don't understand.
The screen is scrolling, so we might have missed a part.
I think Brie is jealous that it was Rhonda versus Nikki. That's what he said it later. You see what I get it now, I think. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think if they had, well.
And yeah. Marsha speaks too. She said, I think she's jealous as well that was my shady moment. So a lot of people actually in the chat actually have that as their shady moment.
I don't think at that period of time, Brie would have been as good as a spectacle to have Brie and Rhonda. Because there's more heat with Nikki. She just broke up with John, or was she still with John at that time? There was drama swirling with her and John. Mm-hmm. No, she did break up with John because it happened in the summer and that Women's Evolution thing. And also, Rhonda, this is what you should look up. Ronda Rousey talking to Nikki about, she cut a promo and she was talking to Nikki back in September. And she's like, I didn't make my name off of sleeping in somebody's bed.
Oh!
Yeah. So you should check out that promo. That was a really good. That was a
that
really. And apparently, Rhonda wrote it by herself too. Yeah, I think Brie was jealous, and hopefully, she talked to Brian about it. It just made more sense to have Nikki and Rhonda, even though I didn't like that match whatsoever. Anyway, however, what do you think is going to happen next week?
Predictions. Let's see. Woo! And now, I love the spooky thing. I'm just going to say, I just have one, really. Brie is going to have a hard time battling being a mom and training harder.
Yeah.
Because of what happened when she injured herself in this fight. So, what was she doing? What was the name of it called?
It was a suicide dive.
Suicide dive, yeah.
I wonder, though, are they opposed to having a nanny?
That was mentioned. I think yes. If I remember correctly, help me out, chat. I think it was, she mentioned it, like, she doesn't want Birdie to feel like she's getting passed off. She wants to be the one always there all the time.
A nanny could be there while you're doing something.
Oh, no. I thought of that when she's... I think it was last episode. I thought of that. I'm like, Brie, I get it, but she's not going to remember any of this stuff.
Oh, well, she was talking about her traveling, like when she's traveling for work. But if she's training and she's going to LA to train, then why can't you just have a nanny there?
Just right there while you're
or
just...
Or like, oh, okay, take Birdie for a walk or to the park and I'm going to train and then, you know... Then
no,
she's
yeah.
There. So
I agree with you on
yeah.
that.
But it's not like you're leaving her in the house and you're going to go to L.A., which is also a possibility. But I don't know why that's not an issue.
I just remember her saying that. I don't know if she just spoke about the traveling part or if it was just like everything. Like, I just never want Brady to feel like anything
out of
the ordinary.
Oh, yeah, when they brought in the counselor and all that stuff.
Right. I remember that episode. Yeah. I think that was the last one.
Yeah. So your predictions are you think she's going to train more?
I think she's going to have a hard time battling being a mom, super mom.
And that's good to see, too.
And training harder. Okay. But because I think she's being an extra super mom. I'm not a mom, guys, as disclosure. But I just feel like in that situation, because of who they are, they obviously have the money to have a nanny. Mm-hmm. For, like, that hour I'm training with Ronda Rousey, I could have my nanny sit on the side and, like you said, like, go walk, around the park, go to store, Ralph's, I don't know.
Yeah, but Do something.
That was my prediction. What about you?
I definitely want to see more behind the scenes as far as Brie training and see, because she made another mistake too that happened. And then see where Nikki is as far as dating. So it's not necessarily a prediction, but more of what I'm looking forward to see. Because this is way better than last year's, the last season of Total Bellas.
Because
it was just trash. It wasn't trash, but it's like, and with reality shows, especially ones like these ones, there's certain elements that you've seen already that are like months ago. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing the behind the scenes and you're seeing certain things that you're not going to see. That's going to be on stage for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
With the last season, it was just like, oh, John and her are together. Now they're not. Now they're getting married. Now they're not. And then we're seeing, and at that time, I was actually working with TMZ at the time. So now we're covering that. So I know that. And it's just like.
It's a lot. I know. Yeah.
So I wasn't about that life. But, you know, I'm looking forward to all that Nikki has to.
Do you think Nikki? One more question. Do you think Nikki is going to continue with this loose, crazy single life? I'm going to throw parties.
Let's not say loose.
Okay, I won't say loose. No, she's not being loose. She's not being loose.
Let's retract that.
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, my bad. I'm not going to loose. I'm going to say because I feel like I'm light hair, so I'm not going to say loose. I'm going to say free spirited. I'm single. I'll do what I want. I'm going to throw like house parties for random strangers off of like.
But her family was there.
True.
Yeah.
How much time do you think she's going to have as far as the single life? Like, how much more do you think? Do you think that she'll get tired of it? Because she seems like a more relationship person, type person.
She does, but then I think, have you watched Amanda Seale's stand-up?
Not yet.
Okay.
I want to. Don't tell me yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring a point that she said. The thing in Amanda Seale's stand-up, and you guys haven't seen it, you should watch it. She's pretty good. She was saying that as women get older, like, they know what they want. So Brie might be, or Nikki might be single a little bit longer because she's going to look at this guy's like, well, he doesn't have these are the things that I'm looking for, or the warning signs of like, okay, I don't want somebody to have all these rules. Mm-hmm. So the picking or how she picks people might be a little bit different versus, or take a little bit longer because she knows exactly what she wants versus, now. You know, oh, this might work, this might not work.
Because she was with John for how many years?
I think it was 6-7 years.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that, but that's still a good chunk of time.
I think it was 6-7 years. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Where can people find you?
You guys can find me everywhere on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at Tay Alexandria TV. And, like she said in the beginning, A Million Little Things on Thursdays at 8 p.m.
All right, and you guys can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, Women's Wrestling Weekly. We have a former WWE wrestling diva on the show tomorrow, so make sure you check that out. It's going to be tomorrow at 4.
Nice.
Also check out NXT, and then also check out in about 2 hours, Raw.
Keep it going. Let's go.
Yeah. Just follow me on, I don't think I put it on Instagram, but follow me on Instagram. I'll be more diligent with all that good stuff. But other than that, hopefully we'll have a full panel next week. Monique will be back from her escapades, and Leslie will be great and, you know, not spreading sickness to everybody else. Other than that, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
Guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.